We're approaching crunch time for a number of key bills in Montpelier, and the next few weeks could be critical for one that eliminates the so-called philosophical exemption to Vermont's mandatory immunization law. Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin says he may drop his opposition to that plan, that is, if the state House follows the lead of the state Senate in supporting the bill. BPR's Bob Kinzel has the latest.
Vermont offers parents three exemptions to the state's childhood immunization law: for medical conditions, on religious grounds, or for philosophical reasons. According to the Vermont Department of Health, the parents of just over 5% of all children entering public or private kindergarten claim one of these exemptions. The vast majority are for philosophical concerns. Last week, the Senate gave its approval to a bill that eliminates the philosophical exemption. The vote was 18 to 11. Governor Peter Shumlin has been a supporter of this exemption. He says a mandatory reporting law passed in 2012 should be given more time to work. But he says he's willing to re-examine his position if the House passes the Senate bill in the final weeks of the session.
It is not the kind of bill where you should say, in my view, no way, no how. If the legislature has significantly changed their views on this from 2.5 years ago, which would surprise me, I'm all ears. I'm willing to listen.
So the big question is, what will the House do on this issue? Speaker Shap Smith says it's likely that a House committee will take testimony on the Senate bill. But Smith says it's not clear if the legislation has enough support to pass in the House.
I believe that it would be appropriate to remove the philosophical exemption, but I think that based on the last time we had this conversation, this is a particularly divisive issue in the House.
In 2012, the House rejected a similar Senate bill to eliminate the philosophical exemption. But Smith says some things have changed in the last 3 years.
I think the events that have occurred outside of the state, particularly with regard to the measles epidemics in California, have raised some concern among members about declining immunization rates nationally, and I think people want to make sure that our kids are protected.
House leaders are expected to make a decision about the future of this bill in about 10 days. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.